Region 7 to do some Blue Bonnet walkthroughs. That's our new resource we're using. It's called Blue Bonnet. We have a Spirit Squad. I'm sure you've seen them at the football game. They were there this past week, the JV Junior High game. And they were at the pep rally in their cute little Spirit Squad stuff. And then we've got, we had our first assembly this past Friday, which went well, our Cats with Character assembly. Our fundraiser went great. I think this will be our largest year that we've done. And I'm excited about that again. Let's see, that ended. And then we've got parent-teacher conferences this coming up Friday. And UIL has already started. Harvest Festival's coming up. Adjective Parade will be coming up. I started today with my Daughters of the American Revolution contest that I do every year. This year is the 250th anniversary of the United States. So that will be the theme this year, so I might have been Uncle Sam today. But don't worry, I'll post pictures of that too. On that, I'll do a grade level every day this week and teach them about the 4th of July and that contest. We usually have the most from this entire area. Well, it's all Nacogdoches County, but they let us be in there. There is none in Rusk County. So we always have the largest amount of people, so we're going to do it again this year. And let's see. Coming up, we've got TIA that we're still working on, and our first STEAM Day will be coming up in November before I see y'all again. And a huge thank you to everyone for their willingness, and what have we got? Miss Mays now helping us with science, so we're really excited about the connection of the whole district doing it. And the fact that I just ask and people are excited, or Miss Opperman asks and people are excited, makes me very, very appreciative of our people. They are pretty wonderful.
So I'm going to ask a question, totally off the wall, and I don't expect you to know the answer to it. But in the first assembly, she recognized perfect attendance students for the elementary.
132.
Okay, so she did know. There were 132 kids in elementary who have perfect attendance. That is remarkable.
I bought them ice cream. That's why.
That's over 50% of the elementary that has perfect attendance. That is, like, she even made the comment. She's like, I should have bought them something cheaper than ice cream. But that's remarkable. Again, a lot of hard work goes into that. So.
Okay,
we'll
move on to our athletics. Coach Ponder.
All right, we are mid-fall. We are running a district cross country tomorrow at New Summerfield, and the kids have been working hard and excited about what they're going to do there. The girls program is closing in on starting basketball season at the end of the month, so we'll have a couple weeks after cross country ends to dial in on that and get ready to go. They've had a good fall so far. Football's off and running. Kids are playing hard and participating. We're real excited about the fact that we had 7 through 12, everyone passed. Everyone's eligible, so that's kind of a big deal. You know, grades can kind of hamstring you when you don't take care of that, so that's kind of a big accomplishment for us. We do have a little bit of a football schedule change. Our Friday night game with Overton, which was going to be on Halloween, is going to be moved to Thursday the 30th, and it's related to referees, and we cannot agree on the officials for the ball game that Friday night. So we are moved to Thursday, and we've got probably the premier group in East Texas is going to referee our ball game. So excited about that, but that kind of pushes a domino effect. The sub-varsity games are going to be on Tuesday now instead of on Thursday. And so that's a big change. It puts the Harvest Festival on Monday. And we hate the inconvenience, but at the same time, we wanted to make sure we gave our kids a fair shot to be successful on Friday. Things are going good. We're getting ready for a big showdown. We're the game of the week in East Texas this week. The Lufkin Television Station is going to be here tomorrow to interview kids and come to practice, and they'll be here in the locker room and stuff like that before the game on Friday, so it ought to be a real barn burner. Any questions, Rita? Thank y'all.
Is that the first time since you've been here you didn't lose a player?
Do I know?
Is that the first time you haven't lost a player to grades?
Yeah, we've always had one or two.
That's awesome.
So like a seventh grader, eighth grader.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's awesome. So it's a couple guys. Preston Blevins works on that, and Robert Walden works really hard on that. So they're kind of, it's part of their duties to track that stuff. And Robert.
Those junior high kids, he keeps them wrangled up.
Depending on what, like Coach Hubert, we'll have him kind of track down some teachers, you know, depending on like what you teach, who's your neighbor, who's next to you and stuff. we kind of, we get them cornered up, make sure we find out what little Johnny's not getting done and that sort of stuff. And just a little bit of attention goes a long way.
Coach Ponder brings a yellow legal pad to lunch. You know, he's got some grades he's going to talk to some kids about.
There wasn't but three kids in the whole secondary field.
Right, right.
We have a no zero policy. I don't know if that's helpful.
Yeah, and I think
they're not allowed to get a zero.
Yeah.
They're going to have to do it. There's no, I'm just not going to do it in a zero. I think that's going to help.
It's a game changer.
Yeah. But they do, like, for them to get to junior high kids, that's it.
It's, that's a cool, I've never seen it.
Okay, we'll move on to Mr. Krill with our CTE report.
Okay, to going back to piggyback on what Mr. Freeman said earlier, there's the other side of that coin also. Our two principals are wonderful. I've been in it for 22 years, not quite as long as Mr. Freeman, but can't say it from you.
No worries.
Probably the best principal I've ever worked for, him and Dr. Mays. So, and then obviously Ms. McDermott's killing it too. So we all work together, and it's really special to us as a faculty when you got the support of your principals. So it's been good. Besides that, the CTE stuff's going well. We're blowing a go, and we've been talking about some new ideas, maybe in the future, adding some more programs, you know, if we can. But we're looking forward to that. As far as the ag side, doing a lot of stuff for the golf course now, got to have done by the end of the month, and then we're turning right around and starting our ag project. So we've just been busy, busy. Been shows just about every weekend, and that'll continue through most of the year. We got a big LDE competition going. I think the ladies are taking 35 kids to LDE competitions next week. So that's been good. Besides that, that's about it. If you got any questions for me?
Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Belgart with Fine Arts.
I think the attendance, just to sort of put it in perspective to you guys, the 96%, and Dr. May said it's only 1% higher, but we've had the kids in class so much more that in band and theater, we are way further ahead than we've ever been. And I think the grades are a reflection of that too. I mean, the kids are in the seats. They're here.
Step one.
I have to really applaud the principals for their efforts in regards to that. It's been a game changer for all of us. The band is in the midst of our big fundraiser right now. It's the donation fundraiser, which is annoying for everybody except us. It's just bug people through text until they give money and then they'll stop. And we're up to $7,000 right now. So putting some money back in the kitty for the band, which is fantastic. We got a UIL band contest. It's October 18th at Lobo Stadium. We're at 10:30 in the morning. And like I said earlier, we're super prepared, so I feel really good about it. Today during rehearsal, I was like, man, I'm working on the small detail stuff, and I never get to do that. Usually I'm cramming it down their throats before contest. So it's just going real great. I want to bring up something real quick because a student asked me after the football game, and last Friday, it was the third school that had the same school song as us. And she said, how come we have the same school song as everybody? And I've been waiting for a while for someone to ask me that, because the answer is kind of terrible. Our school song, not the lyrics, the melody of it is from a march called Our Director, which was real popular at the turn of the century. And when bands started forming in the schools, the band directors, who are always just a clique of people who are kind of full of themselves, they kind of had this inside joke where they were going to make the school song the song Our Director, because it's about them. They're the director, and so secretly they're plugging themselves into their own school song. So our school song is basically an inside joke for band directors from like 40, 50 years ago. I don't love it. I don't think that's very funny, and it just occurred to me before I said that this is being recorded, and I think I'm telling some big band director secret that I might get offed for later, but I think that our school is so unique that I think that we deserve better than that. And it warrants further discussion, but I think that we should have a school song, which is supposed to be the hymn of our school. Like, I think we should have one that's original, and original to us, since we're such an original district. And so something to think about in the future, because I'm with the kids. I get tired of hearing the same school song blasted back in our face. Not as good as us, but, you know. So that's it for me. Thank you.
Now we'll have Mr. Lee come up with a budget report.
Sorry.
Yeah, I took 3 steps earlier.
I'm sorry.
All right. So you have the board report summary in your book. You can see that our expenditures exceed our revenue to date. There's two reasons for that. The first, of course, is that at the beginning of school, we have to buy a lot of stuff for the school year. Dr. Mays and I have talked about it. You know, you don't really spread all of your stuff through the whole year. You should buy most of your stuff at the beginning of the year and then use it all year long. So that's not anything out of the ordinary. The other part, those of you who have been through this audit process before know that the way the money from the state flows, we get a big check in September from the state. Well, it's not a check, but it's a deposit from the state in September, but we have to book part of that money back to the previous year because of the days we go to school in August. So part of the payment for September Foundation, you'll see it in the audit. You don't see it here, you'll see it in the audit. Now you can see it in the bank account. But anyway, those are the two reasons. We had a good settle up. You'll see that on the audit too. So we're in good shape right now. Does anybody have any questions about any of that for me?
Okay, thank you. Okay, we're going to move to our action items. We have a deliberation and consider approval of minutes from board meeting on September 8th, 2025. We're going to go ahead and see if we have any discussions or questions on that. Okay, then we'll need a motion. We have a motion by Don Rogers. Second. Second by John Walthall. All in favor? Here we have... vote by Blake Webb, Don Rogers, Travis Owens, John Walthall, all in favor. Okay, then we will have deliberation and consider approval of payment of current bills. Do you have any questions or comments on those?
I do have a question. On the first page, you can see that there was some, about second to the last, looks like some plumbing with the softball fields, but then also like page 5, it's about 5 up from the bottom. There was some irrigation repairs. Is that not? I noticed it's not in the same deal. Is that something?
So yeah, but it's the same thing.
Yeah,
it's the same thing. So there was a fitting, like an elbow, a 90-degree elbow that was right by one of the main valves, like a shutoff valve, that was broken, cracked, and was like spewing out so bad that it was washing out dirt. It's kind of how we found it. So we got that fixed, and that was relatively cheap, just changing one fixing. But what that led to was then, obviously, it wasn't getting enough pressure down the line. Because then once the pressure got down the line, we had two more leaks that sprung up. So
it's just two separate.
Had to call him back out. But we didn't know the other one existed until we got the first problem fixed.
Yeah. So I just seen that they were all under the same stuff.
It's kind of all connected, but we had to have him out two separate times.
Gotcha.
So. Any other questions or comments? Okay. Then we need a motion to approve.
Motion.
We have a motion by Blake Webb.
Second.
Second by Travis Owens. All in favor? Okay, we have a yes vote from Travis Owens, John Walthall, Blake Webb, Don Rogers. Okay, we have discussion about board members and hours obtained for 2024-2025.
All right, so you guys know in October we have to report these in open forum. So Regina Reisinger, the board president, had 8 hours required. She received 3 hours for cybersecurity training, 3 hours for legislative update, and 3 hours for team of eight training for 9 hours total training received. John Walthall, the board secretary, had 8 hours required, received 3 hours for cybersecurity training, 3 hours for legislative update, and 3 hours for team of eight training for 9 hours total. Travis Owens had 8 hours required. He received 3 hours of legislative training and 3 hours of team of eight training for 6 hours total training. Paul Reeves had 8 hours required, had 3 hours for cybersecurity training, 3 hours for legislative update, and 3 hours for team of eight training for 9 hours total. Don Rogers had 8 hours required, received 3 hours for cybersecurity training, 3 hours for legislative update, and 3 hours for team of eight training for 9 hours total. And Blake Webb had 8 hours required, received 3 hours of legislative update, 3 hours of team of eight training for 6 hours total received. And that's not action. It's just
right. Okay. We'll move to deliberation and consider approval of new transfer students. Did we have any?
So I did. In one of my pause program, Renly Davis. So Ashley Davis, Susie Davis, grandmother, Ashley Davis, mom, Phoenix. So she's brand new to school. She's 4. So she's been in a couple of days. We're still trying to get to it. She's one of the life skills. I call it the pause program now.
You guys remember Miss Davis used to be the nurse. Mm-hmm. It's her granddaughter. So. So we just need to, we'll need action on that.
We have any questions on that? Okay. And we need a motion to approve the transfer. We have a motion by John Walthall. Second by Blake. All in favor? Okay. We have a yes vote from Blake Webb, John Walthall, Don Rogers, Travis Owens.
I have no business for executive session.
Okay. We have no further business to conduct. We will adjourn our meeting at 7:14 p.m.
That thing is not working.